Three candidates are running to be the student body president at UC Santa Barbara for the 2024-2025 school year. I spoke to one of those candidates, Nayeli Broadway.
Yeah, so I'm Nayeli Broadway. I'm one of the current president candidates for the upcoming Associated Students elections. I'm a second year political science and sociology double major, and I'm currently an off-campus senator, and I'm also the chair of our external affairs committee under Senate, the chair of our Black Empowerment Task Force, and the vice chair of our mental health committee.
Great. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. So first question is, why are you running for AS president as opposed to other positions in student government, as opposed to, you know, off-campus senator again?
While I liked being in Senate, for one, I feel like I wasn't best suited for a Senate position. I feel like Senate is very legislative based, and I don't think that that writing legislation was my strongest suit. However, I have worked in the office of the president, so I'm very familiar with the structure of it and how it works. And it's very project based. And then with being president specifically, it's very much like listening to the student body and then taking that to admin, and then also having a very project-based office. And I feel like I do a lot better in that type of environment as opposed to Senate. And I chose to run because it's, as a senator, it's very apparent how unhappy the student body has been recently. And I think that the changes that our student body is seeking, I have full confidence that I can pursue what they want and then actually have a very productive year of, you know, just students being heard and feeling listened to by their elected official.
I know you said legislation wasn't really your strongest point, but are there any bills or initiatives you've worked on that you want to highlight?
Yeah, so I would say that I have three specific resolutions that I would like to highlight. The first one would be support for our Racial Justice Now campaign, which would establish a $1 billion endowment fund to our Black students on UC campuses for academic reparations. I was very proud to be looped in from a student from UCLA who had originally came up with bringing the campaign to Senate, and then they reached out to me and asked me if I would like to, you know, be a part of that and bring it to my campus. So I wrote legislation and I brought it to our Senate, and it passed unanimously, which was really amazing. That was my first piece of legislation that wasn't like legal code changes. So that was really cool. And then my second one was a resolution to condemn anti-Blackness. There were a lot of students and groups like BCUs and even RCOs that were just expressing that they were not welcomed in Associated Student spaces where they should be. And I really felt that on a different level. People were coming to me personally and saying that Senate was an anti-Black space, and I completely understood them. And I, you know, I apologized because it's a space that I'm a part of and I contribute to, but as a Black student, I also get how it feels to be in that space. So I wrote a resolution just to acknowledge the fact that some of our spaces on campus are really anti-Black and they shouldn't be, especially when our university is promoting inclusivity and diversity. So I wrote that just to get a basic acknowledgement. And then the last one that I would like to talk about is a resolution to create a Black Empowerment Task Force. So this was just following the anti-Blackness resolution, just to actually get some action items done. So basically what it is we put together a task force that consists of, I believe, three senators, a vice chair, a chair, and then representatives from a couple different organizations like Black Women's Health Collaborative, our SCORE BCU, and then Office of Black Student Development and our Black Student Union, to look into our restorative justice policies, our Office of Student Conduct Code, to make sure that they are actually following the procedures that they need to be following, especially when looking into our Black student populations. We've heard many people express concerns about the fact that they may not be taken seriously because they're Black students, or that these things that are supposed to be made for them are not actually helping them. And then we also want to fix our anti-blackness trainings, such as like even just rewording the title to something more along the lines of like black empowerment training or preventing anti-blackness. And then we also would like to survey our black student population and make sure that the changes that we're making are actually working and that our black students like and feel comfortable with those changes that are being made.
Great, thank you. Next question. What are the top three issues you're hoping to address as president?
The top three issues that I hope to address are campus climate, divestment, and housing, for sure.
And speaking more about campus climate, student government at UCSB has faced a year of controversy and discontent, and the general feeling of disconnect, like you were saying. How would you approach strengthening that relationship between student government and the student body?
I think it's all about transparency between our student body and our elected officials. When students are coming to us and saying that they're not feeling heard or they don't feel like they're being taken seriously when they're bringing up concerns to us, and then we're not doing anything in return, it creates a bad campus climate. So, as president, I would like to get opinions from as many student groups as I can, as many marginalized groups that feel like they haven't been heard in the past, and make sure that they're actually being represented along with the majority. Because to be a good president, you need to be representing your whole student body.
So, speaking more on that, actually, of course, the AS president, our current president, has faced a recall petition over partly over allegations she failed to represent the entire student body. How would you ensure all students feel represented and advocated for?
I think it's about making the effort to go to these groups. I feel like standing back, it's very easy to tell what groups of students are feeling not heard and underrepresented. And instead of like telling them like, "Hey, you guys should come to me and tell me like what you're thinking and why you don't feel safe in these spaces," it should be more of me going to them. And I feel like that's something that we're not seeing at the moment.
Do you also want to touch more on divestment and the housing crisis, the other two issues you wanted to address?
Yeah, so for divestment, I don't really have a lot to say just because I feel like it's a no-brainer. Like, our university should be using our tuition to invest in our students and not invest in war. So I'm really upfront about divestment. And what I would like to do as president is just divestment would have to go through the Senate first, and they would have to pass some kind of support resolution for it. And then, as president, I would like to get on the administration side and talk to admin about, what those next steps are. And I would want them to be transparent with me about what divestment looks like and how we can go about those processes. And then I also want to be very transparent with the students and give updates and, be like, "Hey, this is what's going on with divestment," just because when there's that lack of like communication between what's going on with admin and then the students, that's where things get a little bit messy. And then as for housing, as president, I want to work with IVTU, which is Isla Vista Tenants Union, to lower rent costs, security deposit costs, and application fees. About a month ago, I went to our student lobby conference where I lobbied on housing bills in Sacramento at the Capitol. And two of the specific bills that I lobbied on, one was for application fees not being able to exceed $50. And then if you don't get the place that you applied to, then you would get those $50 back. Just because it's really important that, students aren't wasting so much money just applying for places because housing is like a basic right. It's a basic need. And then the other bill was security deposits. When you're moving out of your place and your landlords are taking money out of your security deposit, they have to give you an itemized receipt of why they're taking the money out, so that way they can't like steal money from you.
And sort of jumping back, but I wanted to ask you, how have your previous experiences, not just as a senator, but also in the office of the president, how have they influenced your approach to student government and how are they going to prepare you for this position?
So I think Being in the office of the president as a first year was definitely an enlightening experience. As a first year, I was still navigating like my way through the school, but I was also getting to learn about associated students and what being in a project-based environment looks like, because I feel like there's two sides to associated students. There's like the project-based side when you're in like a BCU or an office, but then there's also like the legislative side of things. So going from ASOP to Senate, I got to experience both of those things pretty much equally for a year each. And both of those things are going to help me as president because going into my term, if I'm elected, there won't be a learning curve because I've already been in a core staff position, not a regular staff. So I've seen firsthand how the presidency works, and I've been basically like a special assistant to the president. So I feel like jumping into that position won't be difficult. And then Senate, I just have a more, a better knowledge of how the association works as a whole. So not just staying in one particular spot, but I feel like when you're a senator, you get to learn about pretty much everything in the association. So now I feel knowledgeable enough to be the president.
And what is one thing you would want potential voters to remember about you or to take away from your campaign?
That I'm for them, that this presidency pretty much has no benefit for me. Like I'm not doing this for some kind of benefit or resume booster or anything like that. It's just as a minority, I know how it feels to be underrepresented and not represented. So I want to do my best for the students so that they are feeling heard and seen and that we can have a good connection and a better campus climate.
For more information on Nayeli Broadway's campaign for AS president, you can visit at Nayeli_15 on Instagram. That's Nayeli_15. Thank you for listening. With KCSB News, I'm Joyce Chi.